From the WLRN Miami Herald News Southernmost Bureau in Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener. Jim Hale makes his living on the waters off Key West as a boat captain, but his passion is in the sky. Hale breeds racing pigeons. He keeps them in two lofts at his home on Big Coppet Key. And he serves as the area's rescue and refuge for the racing pigeons that wind up in the Keys by accident, including those blown off course from Cuba. He also releases white pigeons, the official salute of the Conch Republic, at weddings, memorial services, and other events.
My father had them, and my grandfather had them, and probably my great-grandfather. I can't imagine not having them. You know, I'd care for them every single day of my life, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason it's greater than just wanting to have a pet. Somewhere along the line, I decided I was going to move to the Keys, and I remember telling a friend of mine that I was going to move to Key West and become the Pigeon King. The ones on the street are left to fend and breed and interbreed or crossbreed, however they see fit. Well, the racing pigeons have been bred specifically to race better and faster for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. A fellow was asking me the other day, how do I tell the males from the females? And I said, just by looking at them. I don't, you know, it's kind of the same way I do with people. I don't Well, a lot of people think that they're dirty and nasty, but they're very clean. They're given the opportunity, they bathe daily. They preen themselves constantly. They mate for life. They're very loyal to themselves and to me. I mean, they're loyal to me. You know, I get a lot of rescues, sometimes daily or more than multiple times in a day. A lot of them are from Cuba. You know, it depends. You know, a couple of years ago, I had 78 that I rescued that were from Cuba. And then the next year after that, there weren't that many, maybe 15 or so. A lot of times they come in the spring, and it's when the birds of prey migrate north. And I tell people, I liken it to if you were on the plains in Africa and the tribe of lions started chasing you, the last thing you're going to worry about is where home is. You know, you're just going to go wherever you need to go to get away. I've had them where I've had them one day and turned them loose, and they've already settled in. They won't go anywhere. And then some of them I know that as soon as I let them go, they're going to go back home. When I had the 78, I waited until May, until the birds of prey were all gone. And I was working on my boat in the yard, and I turned the radio to a Spanish channel, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I let them all go. Like three circles, and boom, straight towards Havana. They're very passionate about racing pigeons in Cuba. It's kind of like New York City in the 50s, where they had everyone had them on the rooftops. In Havana, it's the same way. You see all the lofts on the rooftops, and you know they get together in the clubs, and they're very excited about having them, and very passionate about raising them and taking care of them, and they're keeping their own little secrets on how to be better than the next guy. I've had one for a while. I let her go everywhere I go, and she doesn't want to go anywhere. I released her on Duval Street for Diana Nyad for the parade. I had a basket full of them, the white ones, and the Cuban one was one of them. I thought that was appropriate, seeing how she just swam back from Cuba. That one's like a pet. She won't leave me. I don't want to force her. You know, it's just I let her do what she wants to do. I've given a lot of the Cuban birds that don't want to go back, I give to guys that are from Cuba that have birds here. That one I won't. I just have kept her just because she's special to me.
Jim Hale isn't racing any pigeons this year. He recently lost a large group of his birds when a dog got into one of his lofts. But he's still breeding racing pigeons for the future and still rescuing any racing pigeons that people find. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. From the Southernmost Bureau in Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.